dynamic and focus on both the client and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 300 jobs are on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage, and banking keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out more that the Palmer Group can do for you.
So, once again, Brooks Reynolds in. Bacon Fest coming up. Bacon Fest is going to be at...
JR South Pork Ranch, the Bill Riley stage inside the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
It is going to be a blast. That
May 12th and May 13th.
Yes. If you
70 and sunny, right?
Hope so.
Oh, my gosh, would that be awesome.
Dry, very dry.
Dry.
So, here's the great thing is their beer's great. It's cold. They have so many different things that you can have. You have to have lobster, and everybody gets that. But there's so many good things that you can eat there.
Oh, it is entertainment.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it is a destination.
Okay. I did not think that I would do this or enjoy it. 57 years old, kind of curmudgeon-y. When we were at your place, I had the headphones on, dude. I had more fun with those headphones than I've had forever. I'm not going to lie.
The silent disco.
Yes.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yeah, we tried it. It was great, and we're going to do it again. I'm not sure what days we're going to do it again, but it just depends on when my silent disco company has them available.
Four DJs? Is it four? Three.
Three.
So it's three, and then you pick your color of headphones, and then the DJ. It is hilarious. Yeah. I mean, there's people dancing offbeat, and you're like, are they okay?
It was,
but it's a
it
good
was
time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was a ton of fun. That's, I mean, seriously, who came to you and said, hey, I got an idea? And now that we've listened to him and some of this off air, we go, okay, I get it.
I get
Brooks
it
is like,
yeah.
Okay,
well,
I'll try a little bit of everything.
I was at the Frozen Dead Guy Festival in Naderland, Colorado, with one of my great friends, Mindy Toyne. And she's like, hey, we're going to go check out this silent disco thing. You want to go check it out with us? And this is 8-9 years ago. And we may have been a little overserved, but it was so much fun. I mean, you always got to go to a festival dedicated to a frozen dead guy,
right? And it just I'm walking around.
I want a
in
T-shirt
there.
From the festival. I know that.
I'm
that
walking around,
cool.
And you can, I swear, you can switch them. I mean, you don't have
you
to. Yeah.
So there's.
I was
yeah.
going in between the. It was incredible.
It was a lot of.
So the DJ will have a color based on what their channel is. So red, blue, green, I think,
yep,
then you can
exactly.
change it to that and. And it's great to get like you'll like one person we listen to something they're like change the channel and you're that, like what
and I'm not saying we were overserved but we were being served enough that we were doing change the channel
yeah, we yeah. were over
it was
yeah.
a good time
and that's the interesting thing too is being at the Iowa State Fair and doing what you do and how well you do it. It is the camaraderie that you have with everybody else with Campbell with the craft beer tent.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to have those relationships or difficult?
No, it's great. I mean, I worked at, again, Jalapeno Pete's for a couple years. Drew County, who is a lifelong family friend, I was kind of their unofficial mascot. I would come, before I even had the place at the fair, I would go to the fair every day and just hang out at the Bird's Nest, and then we would call it a hot lap, where you'd basically get in a golf cart and go to the depot, go to the craft beer, go to the, you know, the Bud Tent, go to Chucky's Tenderloin, go get some cookies, go get this, go get that. And no, it's great. We all want, I want everybody to succeed because if everybody's doing well, then I know I'm doing well. And, you know, I try to, you know, promote as many other vendors as I can. I can't promote them all. I don't know them all, but I know a lot. And, you know, some of the food that's there is great. And again, we want them all to succeed and have a great Iowa State Fair.
And that's a big step for Scott Carlson to do that. To have
have
the tent and to have the craft beer. It's not for everybody, but I think it is for everybody. And they're learning that it's for everybody because you can go, it doesn't matter what kind of taste you want to hit your lips and your tongue, you can find it there and have it in beer. I mean, it's incredible.
It's and entertainment and location and the feel. It does a nice job.
And it's, do you think that how it stands right now, do you think the fair needs to evolve even more? Or are we good where we're at?
I think it's great. I mean, obviously, there's a few things I think they could tweak, but just trying to think what they could tweak. It's like, you know, more bathrooms. I think that's just something I think the fair needs. But they're in a huge, you know, Peter County of the Blue Ribbon Foundation has helped raise over $65 million for that organization. And they've got a great plan of what they're enhancing. I think now the big thing is the barns. I believe they're doing a $25 million, you know, remodel project in all the barns. And I think one of those is enhancing the bathrooms. I mean, bathrooms are a thing where it's, you know, there's not public bathrooms really in any beer hall at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. No. So it's, you know, just having a few more bathrooms I think would be great. And
the nice thing about remodeling the barns, too, I mean, that's 365 right. days. I mean, they're out there. There's people. Right. I mean, to have that enhanced would start getting you upwards of where some of the other fairs. Because I think the Iowa State Fair is up there, top 10. Easy.
Oh, no, top three. I mean, you know,
California, Texas.
Attendance-wise, the Texas State Fair, but it's almost a month.
Right.
You know, Minneapolis, Minnesota State Fair, they have a population density, and they get, what, 2.2 million people. California, I don't know what their numbers are. And then it's got to be us, attendance-wise. I mean, again, I'm not sure what all the other attendance are. Well, at Gary Slater's retirement party, they had the State Fair from Washington's director was there. From I think Minnesota was there. I think there was one other guy, but two of them spoke. But yeah, we've got to be top five.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Well, if it's beer consumption, yes, you're top.
We're
top
way,
door.
We're
so.
Way up there, and it. But it's just it's different. I've been to a couple other fairs, and there's just it's so commercial in that, and even you get that, but it's still down home. It's there's not a lot different at the fair. Than it was when my mom and dad were taking me in the 70s.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking when I was coming over from Coon Rapids in 1977, you get to go to some of the same things that you're
right.
going to.
And that means something to me.
Right.
Because the fair means something to
right.
me.
There's history to it.
And
there's definitely history to it.
I like where it's going. And it's going that way because you have people like Brooks and you have people like Scott who are willing to push the envelope, stick right. their neck out. That's a big deal.
Move the hubs. Get people to go to different areas.
Yeah, don't have everybody stuck in one spot.
Exactly.
And I think that's what they're doing, and they're doing it really well. And, you know, what everybody used to think is everything's based on entertainment. I love the entertainment there, but I don't have to go see a concert.
The people are the entertainment
oh
for that State Fair.
I mean, I just go there to eat. I mean, it's funny, we plot out what we're going to eat throughout. I mean, again, I'm there 12 days. We plot out what we're going to eat and when we're going to eat. And like one of the things we do in the afternoon during the heat of the day is like we'll go get Appalicious slushies for our attendees. We'll go get the lemon slushies from the Bacon Box. We'll go get, you know, buckets of cookies probably two or three times.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. Brad, the curd gurgler, you know, we got a lot of people that are there. Well, actually, I have become friends with the Brad and Harry's guys. Matt Rebar, whose father is of Brad and Harry's, you know, their concessions is amazing. They actually have the corn stand at the Minnesota State Fair.
Oh, man.
They'll sell 25,000 ears a day of corn. And they gave, like, I was up, Drew Callahan went to the Minnesota State Fair last year, and we went behind the scenes just to see the operation. I mean, it's mind-boggling how much they sell.
All right, let's hop over to sports. Carver Hawkeye Arena. Besides blowing it up, what can they do? It's got to get better. You got to have.
Do you
a
make
better
it over app. To basketball games at all,
or is it just football for you?
Well, I'm supposed to go, I think, to the February 16th game. I actually catered an event for the basketball team at a buddy's house last fall, and. Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big basketball fan.
Yeah.
You're an Iowa Hawkeye.
I'm a Hawkeye
you're
fan.
You're a Hawkeye guy.
My first tattoo was an Iowa Hawkeye. I woke up with that one morning.
That's the clause of you have to be
exactly.
inebriated.
I got asked to leave Iowa City in 1996. They're like, Mr. Reynolds, could you please leave the school? I was like, okay.
I think I've been asked to leave Iowa City a few times.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I just think that. They have the makings of, you know, I believe deep down that I think the wrestling team is going to build their own building so they can have people come in and see wrestling. It's on and we've talked about female wrestling.
The
Iowa Hawkeye
women's
wrestling
Holy
team
buckets.
Is going to be the leader in that for a while, and it's going to be a big deal. But, you know, it's you have good teams in basketball, and it's just it's a tough watch. It's right. just for. Here's the thing I don't get, because everybody complains about the elderly people. I have no idea how they get in and walk down all those stairs and then walk back up all those stairs to get back out. It's crazy. It's just not an atmosphere that it needs to be.
The big money wants better access, right. So something will change. Yeah, the checkbook will ultimately change. Same thing with what we talked about with the press conference. I was looking at it because it was on YouTube, the Iowa Hawkeye press conference. Everybody was saying, you know what? The checkbook is finally going to get involved, and there will be change.
Right. I mean, could they blow up that area and then would they rebuild on site? Where would they play for a year?
That's the difficult thing. Is what do you do? Where
can
do
they
you
play at the Extreme Center for a year in Coralville?
I would think so.
Yeah, I would think so too.
I would think so. Yeah, I mean it is such a weird landlocked feeling over there in Iowa City with the way the sprawling campus is. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to
It's important. Get I mean, it it's done. Just if you know you get. You get someone like Caitlin Clark. So it's a once in a lifetime. I mean, you need to not that she's going to be there to be performing in it, but what they do while she's there does matter.
Right.
I mean, you need to use that to your, and we get that. I'm an Iowa State fan.
Caitlin Clark comes around, you want to make sure you've got the facilities that she chooses to go
right.
there.
That's the part you need to do. And I was a Hawkeye fan early, kids, everything with Iowa State, love going up and doing Iowa State, but I miss going to Iowa State football games. And they did it the right way, and I don't. We still struggle with that in Ames, and I think that's more of the city of Ames than anything. The fact that they're selling beer sales in Kinnick, it's a big deal. I mean, people
You're
enjoy
in Sukup.
That.
You get all the beer you want.
Well, I know
Sukup.
I'm in Sukup. I'm saying just sitting there.
He's acting like he's in the corner getting ignored or something. Come on, man.
We're in Sukup. I'm not complaining about that. NFL team?
I'm a Vikings fan.
There you go.
My father's from White Bear Lake, Minnesota. And so I just grew up being a Viking
That's
fan.
A fun place to go watch a football game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's loud.
It's a very, very nice facility. Yes.
That new stadium is pretty fun. But we used to go to the Metrodome with my grandmother, who was born in 1901. I remember we went in like 1986. And like, you know, she would, well, we went to the Twins game in the, what was it, 86 series, 87 series. And we were in the last row in center field. And my 86-year-old grandmother walked every single step all the way up to the last row. And brought her own homemade Homer hankies and whatnot, but yeah. So I'm Minnesota teams.
I like that. I mean, that's the great thing. It used to be because you could go. I mean, you could go to Chicago. That's a tough one. I mean, you have to know your way around Chicago to go to a Bears game and at night.
And you don't wander downtown anymore in Chicago.
Kansas City with the Royals, it's awesome, but they're not winning, and that right. affects that. When you go to Minnesota, I mean, there's so many things that you can do, and the Twins have been good. They're not as good lately, but they've been good. The Timberwolves are okay. They've made playoffs.
Worth watching.
The Vikings,
little Luka Garza, yeah.
The issue that we have sometimes being in the Midwest is with a lot of the teams that travel in, they don't play all their players when they come here, so it frustrates people when they go to, you know, you go to a Bulls game or you go to a Timberwolves game, and you don't see Kevin Durant. You don't see LeBron James. You don't get to see Steph Curry. So that kind of hurts in that as well. What more can we talk about the fair? We have 3 minutes.
I guess my biggest question is, so you're doing, you said you're going to bring in the car show.
Yep.
You guys are going to do that. You're going to have Bacon Fest. You're going to have the fair. Mm-hmm. I think the way you're talking with, three big events like that is probably going to tap you out for the year. Trying to put more into it is going to take the zest of everybody wanting to go to JR's. If you do one once a month, it's going to take away the romance of hey, we get to go.
Right.
But I, good Lord,
I think we'll do the World Pork Expo, which is not really open to the public, but that's two big days for us. And then we've tossed around doing a fall harvest dinner, something like that. Just to kind of close out our fall season, and then I think my last event is Friday, October 13th. I'll go to a wedding on the 14th. It's a rehearsal dinner on the 13th. I go to a wedding on the 14th, and then I'm shutting her down and getting out of here for a while.
So when you say basically you winterize the building that it is shut down right now, does it have the capacity to be open year round?
No.
Or you guys,
we have no heat.
That's what when you said that, there wasn't an issue, the heat running. There is no heat in the building.
No heat in the building.
That's okay.
I mean, we could have put it in, but it was going to cost, I can't remember what my contractor
said.
Way too much. And
I can guarantee you it was way too much.
Well, and the return on investment of, okay, you're open twice during when you have the heat on, it's not worth it.
Like, they want us to be open for the Iowa Beef Expo, but it just, again, and well, K Campbell's Concessions. They run the bullpen. And I really don't want to upset them. You know,
right. There you go.
Friendlies.
Yeah.
That matters. And we've talked about a lot of stuff. Breakfast. Breakfast at JR's.
Uh-huh.
Because, when do you open up on out there at State Fair? You guys don't do.
No, we do breakfast.
They do. It's the best breakfast I've had.
Oh, that's what you're saying. I'm pretty sure we started early out there.
The breakfast is unbelievable. Yeah.
So we have a kind of a, I think we call it the farmer's plate, bacon, eggs, sausage, whatnot.
Unbelievable.
Breakfast burrito, and then biscuits and gravy, and that's all we have.
Exactly.
We toss around doing like a breakfast Benedict or something like that, or a lobster Benedict. But then again, I mean.
Something light.
You know,
bacon, beer.
Right.
No, and lobster.
And lobster.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the thing. I mean, you used to have to kind of go and pick and choose, and now we don't do that anymore. We just go to JR's and
that seems to be our starting point. Here. Yep. Well, we will do our due diligence. I will reach out to who I need to us doing a remote.
Sure,
4 o'clock,
kick
it off. Kick it off that night. Looking forward to multiple times coming out to JR's. I'm very thanks for picking up the phone when I text you.
Yeah, anytime.
That's a good deal.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
We love having you. Our relationship with your dad gets us a relationship with you as well, and well deserved. And he would be proud.
Oh, thank you.
So that's the great thing. So,
all right. So we're gonna go back to talking Hawkeyes. We're gonna talk Tom Brady, or we can talk about Tua. We gotta throw.
I'm gonna rip you on Tua.
We gotta throw a little Tua in there, don't we?
Tom Brady. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got two segments left, buddy. Man, it went
flying by
fast. Scott and I'll be back right after this break. Well, at least T's listening.
I think he panicked, T. He didn't mean it.
I don't think I ripped the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, I think you did. I'll have to play that back.
Wow.
Well, when you download it, you know what? Everybody have a chance to figure out what you said.
I apologize. I love going to Royals games just for the ambiance.
The ambiance.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. It has been a while. 1980, was that Minnesota Twins in the 1980s?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Kirby Puckett.
Well, it wasn't exactly 2 years ago in Kansas City either, though. I mean,
don't get T on your bad side. I'm already there for this one.
What? I'm a Cubs fan. What am I going to say?
All right. So you can check us out on Twitter at 1700 Champ, at Steen on Sports, at I forgot that I had his mic on. Is your mic still on?
Oh, wow.
That's what the buzz is.
That is so cool.
See, imagine that we have a buzz on the microphone.
Usually you smack the board for 20 minutes. But.
Exactly. At Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, Facebook at 1700 Champ, the website 1700champ.com. Northern Iowa at Drake tonight. That'll be a good game.
What's the start time?
7:30 pregame, so I bet it's at 7:45 or 8 o'clock tip, I would imagine.
Zero chance we can get tickets to that, right? Total, completely sold out.
It's got to be darn close.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, it would have been a good time. What else do we have? I got to read. Des Moines Orthopedic Center is helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. 3 locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Des Moines Urgent Injury Clinics are at both the Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at dmos.com. Hours are West Des Moines, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. In Ankeny, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. New to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny. Once again, Des Moines Orthopedic Center. Thank you very much, Melissa. Melissa's supposed to be sending me an email. I need Melissa to send me an email telling us what we're going to be doing. She wants to do stuff. So it was nice to have Brooks in here.
He's
great guys.
Always a joy. Always a joy.
So many things that you could talk to him about. Like I said, having a podcast.
A podcast without barriers would be good.
It would be really
as well.
would be really fun.
But then again, we always say most of the stuff that is said during the break is the stuff that sells.
Exactly.
So, question for you.
Yes.
Did you expect the score between Iowa and Northwestern to be that?
Yes.
Isn't that weird? I mean, they went into Northwestern. Northwestern is better in the Big Ten standings. Their record was better, and I went to BetMGM and went, they're going to win by double digits, and it worked out. I mean, it just felt that way because it was Chris Street night. It was rescheduled.
They're not losing the Chris Street.
No, they are not.
And I think that's where it was. They're not losing. I mean, I don't know why this team. I mean, it travels okay when it's just against top teams. They don't travel well. I don't know why that is, because they have shooters. They have offensive weapons. It doesn't make sense. But they're still battling through. And as an Iowa State fan, we know what they're going through. As Drake and you and I fans, we know what they're going through.
Right.
It's not easy. Here's the thing that you're going to start seeing here in the next. So starting right now, in the next 5 years, there's going to be a lot of basketball teams that are really good, because these kids need to go and they need to be able to play, and they need to be able to play right away. And even better for that is you now have teams like, and we have this in the state, University of Iowa plays 9-10 guys. Iowa State plays 9-10 guys. When they have that group coming in next year and the year after that, they could play 10-11-12 guys.
Right.
And if you can do that, you can win basketball games. People will sit in the seats. Everything's going to be good. So I think it all is looking up for everybody in the state. It's just, you know, it's not easy. Number one, it's not easy to win on the road. I don't care who you're playing.
Right, exactly.
I don't care if you're playing an 0-11 Texas Tech team. They wanted to win a basketball game, and they finally had all their players back. And that matters. I mean, that was a preseason good team, and then they had injuries.
Right.
And
but I mean, still, I mean, they were shooting, we weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, that it's huge.
Turnovers and free throws.
Well, looking at the stats from last night's game with Iowa Northwestern, that you go through first, you know, rebounds, 29 rebounds to 23, Iowa. Assists, 17 to 11, Iowa. Steals, there was more steals from Northwestern, but here's the big one. You get all the way down to three-point percentage. 23.5 for Northwestern, 47.6.
Right. How many attempts for each one?
Oh.
Did it say?
So there's no. I'd have to add it up because it didn't, the one I have. But still, if you look at 3-point, there's 10, there's 17, 21 attempts.
From
3-pointers for Iowa.
For Iowa. See, and here's the thing. You shoot 21.
10, 12, 14, 17.
This is what I'm trying to help educate people with the three-point line. And they're like, well, why are they shooting from the three-point line? They're only shooting 40%. Okay, let's take that. So 40% would be 4 for 10. Okay, 4 for 10 at the two-point line is 8 points.
Right.
All right, but at shooting three-pointers, that percentage goes, if you're calculating that back into your overall offensive scheme, they would take that. They would take 4 for 10 from the three-point line every day of the week. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can do that.
But the difference was 47.6, Iowa, 23.5.
Right.
So that
matters.
Right.
But when you're down, and they were down what they were down, they had to start shooting.
Right. But it was, and I forget the exact, and I apologize the fixed exact terminology, but I think it was the post-game Fran with the press. He didn't do it. It was Chris Street's dad who did it.
Yeah, I thought that was. I mean,
if anything, as passionate and sometimes wound up as Fran gets, he does the right thing.
He does do the right thing. He's always done the right thing. He's always done the right thing with his kids. He's in. It shows, and it shows when they go to the next level, and it shows when. I mean, I watched. Luka Garza gets a lot of time because he's number one. He's a good kid. And well-spoken, and so does Jordy Bohannon. Jordy Bohannon is, I get it, and I'm buying in. Keegan Murray, watching Keegan Murray play, I'm buying in. When we watch Iowa State Cyclones, I'm buying in.
Patrick's time, 9 minutes, one rebound, one free throw.
Yep. That's what
is that what you're expecting?
That's what he has to do. He had a better game the time before. He hit three three-pointers.
Right.
It's going to be ebb and flow.
Right.
The thing is that he has to be able to understand that having a bad basketball game doesn't make your life bad.
Right.
And that's kind of what he's trying to get over. And the best thing that he did, the best thing that Patrick did, is he let his teammates know. Because his teammates are there for him. And Flip Rebecca, I still remember, you know, Flip, you're his roommate. I had no idea. Right. And that's what happens. People don't have an idea. Now, I guarantee you, it's never going to happen again. It's not going to happen with another player in the Iowa program, because there's always going to be somebody asking that question. Are you okay? Are you good?
That's the biggest thing,
and the biggest killer in depression is nobody knows. And by the time they do know, it's too late.
It's too late, exactly.
And it was something that it takes a lot of courage and commitment to be a 21-year-old kid and blast it out there. In blasted out there in the arena the reason that you're having the issues you're having,
right.
But opening up and letting that go. I think it's a big deal. Did you buy Tom Brady today when he was talking? Now, it wasn't today. He taped that before.
What?
Yeah. And I get it. The funny thing is today for me, and then I'll let, is everybody wants to speak for him. If there's one thing that you've learned about Tom Brady, you're not speaking for Tom Brady. Tom Brady speaks for himself, and he doesn't do it very often. He's the anti-Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers wants everything out there and wants to be spiffy. That's why I call Aaron Rodgers not spiffy.
Right.
Tom Brady wants solitude, but he's not going to – he still knows that he needs social media, but he uses social media in a totally different way than Aaron Rodgers uses social media. Here's one of the things that I got in this big conversation today is I don't know if Michael Jordan would have been as great as he was if he had to deal with some of the nuances that are there today. Some of the people saying, hey, it's not enough for you to just say, hey, I had the flu, when you know he didn't have the flu. People would have dug in. I think that's the reason that Tiger Woods is like, you know what, I want to play golf to just play golf. I don't have to get there because I don't think he wants people in his life as much as you have to let people into your life anymore.
Well, and to think about it, at the time with Tiger Woods, we were completely in his life. We knew about the golf club through the back window, the Escalade. Yep. We knew about...
But that came after
he
had all of his early...
Indiscretions?
Early successes.
And, oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry. Assumption on my part.
On the golf tournaments, yes. Not in life.
Yes, exactly.
But from the looks of things, the kids are fine. He's in a good way with his wife, ex-wife. You know, nobody understands what these guys are going through. I don't like it when I have to go out and do social stuff sometimes. I mean, I like doing social things with our friend group, but when you have to go out and you have to do other things and I have to go, you know, shake hands and kiss babies and stuff, I get uncomfortable.
Said that right, because shaking babies and kissing hands is completely different. So
It's not as easy as it used to be because I'm getting older and I don't like being around people.
You use the phrase crotchety?
Yes.
Crotchety.
We don't understand what these guys having a microphone in their face all the time or having people stand outside their house taking pictures of their kids and them and what they're doing. Right. I don't know how they do it. I couldn't. I would be a basket case.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, trust me, I'm sure there's the phrase... how do I say this? The phrase that you guys are idiots has come up to, you know, thankfully, our listeners, because they're listening. I was going to say, you don't need everybody to love us, but if you're still listening, waiting us for say something stupid so you can criticize us, at least you're listening.
Right.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
That.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying anything to shock anybody. I totally believe in everything that I say, even as bad as it is. That's just the way.
You know what? That's step one: admitting that you have faults.
Yeah, I do. I have plenty of them.
So
I'm sorry that I said something bad about the Kansas City Royals.
Okay, back to the original question: do I believe it? Do I think that what he put out, Tom Brady, that he said, "I mean it. This, I'm done. I'm retired."
I think it. Do you believe it?
I do believe it.
I do too.
I think he is ready for. I think the 8-9 and yeah, backing into the playoffs and. And it just...
It's not because of physical, because
no,
he
not
threw for 5,000 yards
right.
or whatever.
But he had to, because he couldn't hand the ball off. He had to throw.
No.
So it's
I think it's true, too.
I don't think he is going to be the magic wand for any team, and I think he knows that.
I think that last year when he said he was going to retire, he's like, okay, I got to give this one more shot.
Right.
Because she doesn't like what's going on. I'm going to give it one more shot. And the one more shot, I think she just went, you know what? This isn't working.
Right.
And the kids, we're going to be great parents to these kids. You and I don't work anymore, and we need to go our separate ways. And he's like, well, if I'm going to go my separate ways, and I'm going to go through this topsy-turvy up and down, I might as well do it with a bunch of guys in a locker room and play football so
exactly.
I can keep my mind off of all the rest of the stuff.
Exactly.
And as the season went on, I think it got better, 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 and he's like, okay, yes, my marriage didn't work, but we're still really good parents. My parents are still great. I get the kids all the time. It doesn't matter. But now it's like, now I can go do what I want to do. And if I was him and I was in his spot and I can play golf anywhere I want, I'd be taking my kids and my family and I'd be
right.
playing golf around the world.
He's going to be in a booth. All the tweets that came out today about, was it Greg Evans? Not Greg Olson. Greg Olson. Greg Evans was,
he's amazing.
Was from My Two Dads. Sorry.
He's really good.
He is, but everything is, you know, they had to carry him out of the booth because here comes Tom.
Yeah. And it's different. And he's doing a really good job because it doesn't work as well. When it's not like a quarterback, that's I've always said Chris Collinsworth is the best non-quarterback, but Greg Olson's really close. But Chris Collinsworth has been doing it for a long time
right.
as a non-quarterback. There are times that I don't like Troy Aikman. I don't even know if it's Troy Aikman. I may not like
the demographic of Troy and Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
Yes.
I may not be as big a Joe Buck fan as I thought I was.
I agree.
Maybe that's why, but. I mean, that's why it's fun when you can, if you're not enjoying it and you get the Peyton Manning cast or the Manning cast, I like that. I don't want to listen to it all the time, but I like hearing that. I liked when ESPN put all the gals up and the gals called a whole game.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of my things that, yeah, football guys are Neanderthal, a lot of them. And they say, well, these gals don't know anything, man. I wouldn't want to put up my knowledge and their knowledge at the same time.
Again, you physically look at Booger McFarlane and then listen to him.
Yeah.
You're in awe.
Yeah.
I mean, the intelligence, not only of sport, but
yeah, he was really good.
We got one left.
We do have one left. God only knows where we're going to go with that one, but we're going to find a way. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're glad you listened today, especially for Brooks Reynolds being in here. That was awesome. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Sign up for 101 on Twitter at Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Wednesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Partner Scott sitting across from me.
Howdy.
That was a fun show, buddy.
I said, oh, there we go. My microphone was drooping.
There you go. It was nice to have Brooks Reynolds come in today. He was in for one, stayed for four.
Stayed for four, you betcha.
Can't beat that. You're listening to us on Twitter at 1700 Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 Champ and website 1700champ.com. Northern Iowa Drake, 7:30 pregame. I'm assuming a 8 o'clock tip time it's got to be what it is.
Yeah.
I think we have we done all of them today?
Did
we miss one? Who'd we miss?
You did
Palmer Group. I did Heritage. I did DMOS. You did Northwest Bank. Did we do Woodman Controls?
I will do Woodman Controls.
Okay, you do
Woodman Controls. I think it's my turn.
Okay.
Where'd they go? Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is an intelligent building solution company providing design, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls to the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security for your facility. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com. Look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field and service technicians, and many more outstanding automation machinery, many more outstanding from an automation machinery manufacturing company. Man, that's a lot of words there. That's tough. I might have to redo that one. But anyway,
it is.
Woodman Controls.
So
good stuff.
People sent this out today. It was from Pro Football Focus, an end of an era. And these guys pretty much all came up at the same time. Just Tom Brady played a lot longer. But you have Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, and Eli Manning. That's some Super Bowls. One, two, three, four, five with everybody, and then Tom Brady seven.
Right. Well, you go through. I mean, some of the things that he did. I mean, we were talking about this yesterday because you know of the free agents. He was number seven on my list of possible free agents for next year.
46 years old.
46, which means next year he's gonna be 47. But he has championships in one of each of the last decades.
Yes. Nobody else even close.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, wow.
Exactly. And this was the fun part. So this is Zach. And Zach tweeted off that today. And it's like, that's my childhood. These were the quarterbacks of my childhood.
Yeah, exactly.
When he was young. When he was starting watching football. It's crazy.
And you look at the original pictures of Brady. Just the physical transformation.
Oh,
he looks like when Shrek turned human in, what is it, Shrek 2 or Shrek 3 or whatever. It's that chubby, thick face and stuff, and now he's this heroin chic model. I mean, I'd like to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. Not a great day for the Eagles. Just released a statement on the charges of one of their offensive linemen of kidnapping and
sexual
some bad
assault.
Things.
Yes,
not a good thing at all. Did you see the picture of Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce when they're at Cincinnati? That's the funniest picture in the world.
Good job using visuals on the radio. Always good.
I was giving the visual to you.
Yes, they are very young, very, very young.
Very much
Cincinnati,
so.
The college, correct?
Yes, Cincinnati. Yes. Bearcats. Now the Big 12.
All right. So, thank God, just in time for the Super Bowl, Tua was released off of concussion protocol.
Okay, see, doesn't that worry you when he hasn't played football for a long time?
It was precautionary.
Yeah, but he couldn't even clear protocol.
I read you.
You know what you got to do to clear protocol? You have to be able to know a cat's a cat and a dog's a dog.
Okay.
And he can't do that. He didn't do it for 3 months.
Well, they said they prolonged it just to be safe. For next year, there's
because he was going to trip fall.
No reason that he is quarterback one in Miami, and they say there's no ill effects.
You know, I can still see your eyes even through your nice, beautiful new glasses.
Okay,
you're not
the
buying
effects,
into that.
The ill effect. Oh, I'm totally buying into it. They're looking at what's my notes say here. They're looking for a veteran backup. I think that read between the lines. I think they're looking for a starting quarterback, but
right. that would probably be better. I thought this was kind of a cool story too. Hannah Stolke, who's the freshman basketball player for the University of Iowa,
mm-hmm.
been playing really well with Warnock being injured.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if she knew who Robert Gallery was, but Robert Gallery came to the women's basketball game and he was wearing her jersey.
Wow!
Now, Robert Gallery doesn't look like Robert Gallery anymore. He looks like a farmer in Iowa.
Right. He's considerably slender.
Pounds.
He's slender. He doesn't look like he should be the bassist for some Megadeth band or whatever, because that's the Robert Gallery I remember.
I know. It is really funny.
He was perfect when he went to the Raiders.
Oh, God, yeah. Nate Schielhaus is the new offensive coordinator for the Iowa State Cyclones,
yes.
Which I think is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Young mind.
Okay.
It said he was asked by Cyclone Fanatics today what his offense will look like. And I love this. Physical in the run game and explosive in the pass game. That does not paint a picture of what last year was. works.
No, it does not. And real work got in the way. Day work got in the way of listening to that press conference. But luckily, I was able to hear the Kirk Ferentz.
You got that one. It still could be going on, and I still wouldn't understand what he's saying in the same tone. And I'm going.
I know. His wife
has to be behind him hitting him, going, "Don't fall asleep at your press conference."
Okay, the way that he said it, that there is no expectation for change. That's for him to say that. Do you feel that there is going to be a change?
Have to be. Somebody somewhere is going to get involved and say, you can't. You have new people coming in. You have the transfer portal people.
So you're reading through what he said. No expectations for any changes. That's what Kirk said. He didn't say, Brian's my guy. He never said that.
No. And that's an issue as well. So it's a difficult thing. And I understand it's family, but Brian can't be happy. You can't be happy just getting lambasted every day.
No.
And you're not doing anything to make it any better, because it's avoidance. That's how they tried to take care of it last year. And that is that is not a good thing. I wanted to say this one here too. So when you're looking, you know, the best two quarterbacks of the last 10 years in the NFL are Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I don't think anybody can throw
anybody
in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is what the people said about Tom Brady today. Tom Brady's ability to find a way to relate to everyone in the locker room has been one of his greatest gifts over the years. He found a way to be one of the guys while being one of the most famous people in the world. And then you compare that to what Aaron Rodgers does. And I think that, because I think Green Bay's had more talent in their football teams. I just don't know if they've had a football team. And one of my things, the biggest thing that I'm upset the most with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and it's the only reason, because this is the only person that I know, and I know Alan Lazard, and I know what kind of kid Alan Lazard is. Man, he's a damn good man.
Right.
For him to even go out and just say, yeah, I don't want to be here. It's not good for me to be here. It's not what I want to be in. That's an indictment on what that locker room's like, and that's a tough thing, and it's a tough thing to.
Well, one week it felt like he was his guy, he was his safety valve, he was everything for Rodgers, and then it's whoever the three young guys were. I mean, it's we're going to help him along, and we're going to be and then he's irrelevant. Good Lord,
yeah,
he got you through a lot.
It is, you know, we talked a little bit about. Kyle Shanahan the other day. So the last four big hires in the NFL have all been from his tree.
Yep.
DeMarco Ryans, Matt LaFleur,
D'Amico,
Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, Robert Saleh with the Jets, and Mike McDaniels in Miami. Right. That's a good tree, dude.
I think I think, like we talked about, Lynch brings in good people. And then it becomes part of the coaching way and the lifestyle of the 49ers.
Yeah, and he allows Kyle Shanahan Shanahan,
exactly.
and it works.
Okay, a rumor of Cliff Kingsbury to the Cowboys.
Wow.
There was talk. I saw articles on that day. It's a Mike McCarthy thing, but supposedly there's interest of a one-way ticket back from Thailand.
Well, you know what?
To be on his staff.
And here's a really crazy thing, because I think that I don't think Mike McCarthy likes having Kellen Moore in the building, because I think Kellen Moore is a better coordinator than what they have. And I think the only reason that they let Kellen Moore go is because there's not an opening out there for Dan Quinn. There's not a job that he wants to go to. Somebody asked me today, they said, you know, who got the better coaching hire, the Texans or the Broncos? And I'm like, I think both teams hit home runs for what they needed. The Houston Texans need somebody to build from within.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Denver Broncos needed somebody to control Russell Wilson's ego that Nathaniel Hackett didn't do.
You needed an ego bigger than the ego.
And Sean Payton is way bigger. It is going to be good.
It's a good day, man.
You've been listening to Steen on Sports? No, we haven't. It's been Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We had Brooks Reynolds in here today. Great get on your part, my friend. And we will see you tomorrow.